Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, this is Mark Zorl with the Plan Vision Podcast. It's early September 2020, and I'm back from vacation. I actually had a vacation. We had another one. We had a short one earlier. This one was kind of short, too. This podcast has nothing to do with personal finance. I'm not even going to have some silly metaphor or analogy at the end that says, oh, and this is why you need to stick to your plan. Nothing like that. I'm just going to riff a little bit on my vacation, talk about it. Maybe some of you can relate to this. Many years ago, I went skydiving, and that was quite an experience. I have no need to do that again. For this vacation, we rented a houseboat on the Mississippi River. And it was okay, but I have no need. I'm not compelled to rent a houseboat again. But come on, how often do you actually get to rent a houseboat and go on it on a major river, an artery that dissects the U.S.? Here's a tip or something you might want to know about this. It's a house on a boat. It's really hard to control. So I went on my vacation. Was it relaxing? At moments it was, particularly when we had our guide that came up and rescued us from the Mississippi River. So it was on the Mississippi. Now the Mississippi is a very romantic river and source of history throughout the United States here. Basically dissects the West from the East for the most part, not perfectly geographically, but it's a real river. I mean, it has a current, a major current. It has locks and these things called wing dams, which can ruin your boat. I didn't know what those were. And there's also the potential for weather, which is pretty exciting, right? To add that into the mix. And these huge, big, giant barges that go up and down that you better get out of the way of. Another nice feature of renting a houseboat is this whole idea that you're just going to go to a dock and tie it up. And there's the town of Wabasha, which is a smaller town in Minnesota, which is on the Mississippi River, very, very pretty area. And that's where you would go and dock your boat up. But for somebody that has no idea what they're doing, it's kind of hard and scary to try to do this. And you definitely need, we would recommend that you have more than two adults instead of just my wife and myself trying to commandeer this thing and get it up to the dock and tie it up with our 7 and 9-year-old. So how was my vacation? It was fine. I mean, gosh, I guess I'm glad to be back to work. We did have a nice time. One of the things that was really kind of cool about the trip, and I did not know this, we found out this from Captain Art, who is almost 77 years old. And he was a delightful guy. He came up and kind of, you know, took our boat after a horribly windy night where, you know, we just wanted to basically get down to on the other side of the lock, came up, took our boat, loved hearing him talk about his history of driving boats. He has driven an aircraft carrier in the Vietnam War. Okay, so driving a boat in the Mississippi River was, you can do it in the sleep. Anyways, he told us that one of the things they do in the Mississippi River is they dredge the bottom. I had no idea. They got to get sand out of the bottom of the canal so it keeps boats going. Anyways, this creates this effect where there's all this sand along the side of the river. These very cool, and the sand is very fine, but these really cool and fascinating sand dunes that we enjoyed playing on with our girls. So glad to be back, glad to be working, glad that we rented a houseboat. It was a unique thing to do, but if you're thinking about doing that, you just might want to understand what you're getting yourself into.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.